I'm with Simon Peyton-Jones at Computers at Schools. Simon, you gave a talk today about what?
Well, it was about the new curriculum for teaching computing at schools. So we have to... computer science is a discipline. At school, we try to teach skills on the one hand and disciplines on the other. Skills are to do with particular pieces of technology, artifacts. Disciplines are to do with ideas, fundamentals, concepts, techniques and methods and so forth. And over time, we've rather lost that part of computing. We focus too much on the technology. So the high-level message that we're trying to convey to head teachers and indeed to government is that computer science is a proper school subject in just the same sense that maths is or physics is. What I was speaking about this morning is that if we're going to make that claim credible, we have to say, what is computing? What is this subject that we are all so excited about? So with a working group, we put together a document that says, it's called Computing a Curriculum for Schools, and it tries to set down what computing is, not how to teach it. It very much focuses on the what, the fundamentals, the core curriculum that wouldn't change. You'd still recognize it in 10 years' time. So it doesn't mention anything about Facebook or Twitter. It mentions quite a bit about algorithms and programming and computational thinking. It's quite a bit about key processes, things students should be able to do, not things students should be able to know. It covers that as well. So the next step beyond, now we've got this key curriculum document, is we need to start to work more on turning it into material that people could use at school. The people who are coming to this conference, the teachers at this conference, are enthusiasts. They're already walking the walk. They're doing this stuff at schools. What we'd like to do now is to get everybody here to start to contribute the material that they've developed so that other teachers who feel less confident and more isolated are also able to take up the challenge of teaching computing as a proper school subject.
Yep, I think that is quite a good strategy. I think, though, you might be a bit more successful if you take the practitioners who are good at it themselves and put them in social situations where they can give exemplars face-to-face with people. I think if there were funding for that, that might be even better.
What do you mean by practitioners here? Well, you mean IT professionals?
I mean the IT people who are giving you the stuff to put together. The people who are actually making it. Yes, the practitioners. The people who you're eliciting all this one.
University academics. You mean people in industry?
I mean teachers actually day-to-day walking the walk, basically.
That's what I mean. So I'm hoping that those teachers are going to supply the material. Is that what you meant?
What I meant, though, is it's not only a material that's held in a repository, that it should be living and breathing with people actually face-to-face workshopping with people in the wider community who cannot or do not understand what was, I suppose, called by Karen the low floor in.
Oh. Do you mean outside school altogether?
I mean within school or outside workshops or whatever, so that you can actually widen the expertise rather than have it as a repository in one place, actually to widen it out in terms of face-to-face practitioners.
Yeah. So certainly, though, we're going to have to work very hard on CPD for teachers, because lots of teachers would love to teach more computing and ICT but feel ill-equipped to do so. And who are the people who are going to lead that CPD program? Well, it may be organized from a place, but in the end, it's going to be the teachers who are already doing it, who are going to be the most effective practitioners to convey that to other people. And you're right, that's much more than a bunch of dead resources. It's going to be videos and online courses and in-person courses. So CAS is running one teaching course at the National Science Learning Center in York. It's running for 3 days this summer, taught by Neil Brown from University of Canterbury, about programming in Greenfoot mainly, but some other things as well. So we need to do lots of in-person stuff.
Yeah, it also seems to me that multi-agency working with universities, with maybe games companies, with other partnerships, might be a more fertile ground as well to sort of start building on that kind of expertise and widening it.
Very much so. So, CAS, we're in touch with all sorts of universities and companies. Increasingly, we find everybody we say, it's like, my analogy is, it's like pushing on a door that's made of lead. Nobody is holding it shut. Nobody is happy with the status quo. Everybody wants it to change, but there's a lot of inertia in the system. So if we all get and push a bit, then the door will move. So whenever I talk to companies, they say, oh yes, this is exactly right. We don't want people who are able to use Microsoft Office. We want people trained in computational thinking. And they are willing to invest some of their people's time and effort, and sometimes even money, in making that happen. So one of the things that I'd like to see us do more of is linking up IT professionals with their local schools so that they can actually see the kids, can help with after-school programming clubs, maybe can take kids on work experience, that kind of thing. Something to make it more visceral and real, and to build a live connection between IT professionals and teachers and their kids in schools.
Yeah, I mean, if we were focusing only on skills and we think about certain skills, I mean, we'd still be teaching people to sharpen quills or change ribbons on typewriters or punch holes in computer cards. I think the main core truths and processes are the things that people need to focus on.
That's right. We'd never imagine teaching English just by literacy. We teach creative writing. By the time we're doing creative writing, we're taking the act of writing, the technology of writing, the pencil and paper and spelling, for granted. And we're saying, all right, now you have those basic skills. What creative things you can do, can you do with them? And with computing, it's just the same. You need a basic level of digital literacy. Nobody wants to junk that. But we really want to open up the territory so people can explore this sort of exciting, rich, intellectually deep discipline. And it's not just to do with computers either. It's to do with how living things organize themselves. If you look at a cell and how its DNA is built, if you look at it through a computational lens, it's a kind of little computer too. There's digital stuff going on inside our bodies all the time. Looking at the natural world through a computational lens is also a fascinating and deep thing to do, something I'd like to see happening at school as well.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of the day. It's yes.
Thank you very much.